Buenos días. How are you today? Are you excited today? Okay. How many of you guys that are here, they believe that God is powerful? Everybody? So everybody believes that God is powerful. Okay. So if I told you right now that I have tickets from Mexico, to going to Mexico. And there's a big plane outside, it's ready to go. How many of you guys can come and take a ticket and just go into the plane and go to Mexico to tell a story about God? How many of you guys? Just one, two. That's good. Maybe three. That's good. Maybe those that are like thinking, oh, the house, I had to go to work tomorrow, my kids, oh no, I can't because I can't speak Spanish. Well, let me tell you something. God is powerful. God is powerful. Don't forget about that. You know, A lot of people in Mexico told me, Pastor, you get nervous when you teach the Word of God? And I say, yes, but I know that God is powerful. And right now, I'm very nervous. My brain, my heart, my stomach is going from one side to another side. But I believe that Jesus Christ is powerful. And He's going to give peace in my heart, in my brain, in my stomach, so I can be able to share what God is doing in Mexico. And I believe that you can take the ticket and get into the plane that's waiting outside and go to Mexico. You want to do it? Are you ready? Are you excited? Don't worry about the work. Don't worry about the house. We're coming back maybe tonight, okay? We're going to come tonight, so don't worry. Okay, now, who is going to grab a ticket and get into the plane and go to Mexico to share the gospel? Okay, maybe there's more people. Maybe to the end of this service, this church is going, everybody is going to Mexico. I hope. I'm praying. No, I'm just joking. Okay, well, today, I'm very excited to share you 5 points that I learned from the Apostle Paul. Paul is one of my favorite person of the Bible. So I ask you, please, to open your Bible, if you can open your Bible, in 1 Thessalonians 1, 2 to 5. 5 things that I learned in my life being a missionary. And these 5 things help me to remember that God is powerful and I can do anything in the name of Jesus Christ. 5 things that I believe that Paul used to be a good disciple and a good man to be able to share the gospel. Number one, pray. Pray. We need to be a man and a woman that we love to be praying. We love to talk to Jesus Christ. We need to learn that. We need to say, God, I want to talk to you. Help me to understand the people around me so I can share the gospel. So, being a missionary, I always pray and say to God, God, help me to understand everything from your Bible so I can share, to explain to the people. I'm not those guys that say, please, God, help to save Mexico. Because He can do it. But He want me to pray with Him and say, God, help me to choose somebody so I can be able to pray for that person. For example, I can say, okay, Maria is my neighbor, or Peter. Maria and Peter, they're my neighbors. I don't know how to go and share the gospel, because if I go with my Bible in Mexico, if you walk in with your Bible in Mexico, people is not going to listen to you, because they're very, very, very Catholic. And when they see you with your Bible, they think, oh, that is a Christian, and he wants me to change my believers. So they're not going to listen to you. So in Mexico, what we do, the Baptist churches we do right now, we pray and say, okay, God, Maria and Peter is my neighbor. Please help me, how can I go and be have a good testimony. I don't go and pray, okay, God, save Maria and Peter. I believe that he can do it. But I believe that I'm right there and he's going to use me so I can share the gospel to him and Maria too. So what I do first, like a VN missionary in Mexico, we pray for people. We choose one name or maybe two people or two names, and we pray for those people. But we don't pray that, please, God, come and save those people. We pray and say, God, help me to know how can I share the gospel to Maria and Peter. And you know what happened? If you pray like this, God is going to open doors so people can come to you. You don't have to go to those people. They're going to come to you and they say, why you're so different? Why you do this? Why? And that's a wonderful opportunity so you can open your mouth and say, because I love Jesus. Because I believe he is powerful. But we have to have a good testimony. Because in that moment, that people or those people, they're going to be watching you. So you have to have a good testimony. So that means that you believe in Jesus Christ, you give your life to him, and you pray, you're excited. You want to know who is Jesus Christ and be close to him so you can share the gospel to those people. So those people, they can believe in you, what you're saying. You know what I mean? Because you can't go and say, oh, I love God. But your actions, they don't show that you love God. So, first point, you had to pray. You can read it in 1 Thessalonians 1, 2. Say, we give thanks to God always for you all, making mentions of you in our prayers. So, Paul was a guy that he prayed a lot to Jesus. He prayed to God and said, God, help me to understand these people so I can be a tool. I can be a good testimony so they can see and believe when I say, I believe in Jesus Christ. I believe what he did for me. Number two, we need to be beloved, or friends. We had to be a friends to these people. You know, in Mexico, we have 32 million people, okay? And 90% they believe in different things. They don't believe in the Bible. I don't know if you know, but in Mexico, the priests, they say to the people, you got a Bible? Don't read it, because this book is just for us. You can't read the Bible because you're not able to understand what God says. He's going to talk to me so I can talk to you. Can you believe that? That is something that in Mexico is teaching right now. So when you're a Christian and you go with your Bible and you say, listen, I read the Bible, they go and say, oh, so you're so special or what? Because we know that this book is special. And only the priest can read it. And well, we had to teach by example. So we come to be a friends of those people. When I choose Maria and Peter, because I'm going to be praying for this family, or those two guys, I'm going to be a friend. My second step, or my second thing I'm going to do, is I'm going to be close to these people. So I go and say, how can I help you? And if they're walking and they're carrying bags, I go over there, can I help you? Let me help you. If they're cleaning the jar or cutting the grass, I go and cut the grass with these people. I know here in Mexico, in the United States, it's hard to do that because that is my jar and nobody's going to touch it, you know? This is my truck. This is my car. This is the thing, the machine that I cut the grass. You don't touch it because it's mine, okay? But don't touch it. Take yours and help this guy with your machine, okay? We need to be a friend. I believe that Jesus Christ, when he started walking with people around, he always refers like a friend. He was saying, I'm your friend. I love you. I used to say this in Mexico, and I don't know if I say it here. I used to have a friend, a good friend. He was eating a candy, and if I look him and I say, I want a candy, he took it from his mouth and gave it to me because we were good friends. Don't take it the other way, okay? We are good friends. Why we can be a good friend with Jesus? He is our friend. And because he is my friend, I'm going to teach and show to the other people that he can be their friend. And I know that Jesus Christ has a candy. He's not going to take it from his mouth and give it to those people. But I believe that he is going to give, or he is, or he already did. He gave his life. He gave his life. You know why? Because he is a good friend. He loved us. You can see that in verse 4. Knowing, bearing beloved, your election of God. Beloved, love, friend. Be close to those people. In Mexico, if you grab a Bible and you go to their house of Maria and Peter, they're going to say to you, why you bring the Bible to our house? We don't want to know about Jesus Christ. You're crazy. But if you go over there and say, can I watch the game of the football with you? Can I watch TV? Can I clean your yard? Can I do something for you? They're going to say, okay, go ahead. And they're going to be open so they want to be their friends, your friend. I don't know if it's going to be working here in the United States, but I believe that Jesus Christ is powerful. Jesus Christ is powerful. I used to work or live in the United States for 12 years. I used to work for a company, the name of the company is Herman Miller. I worked for 12 years right there. You know, when my first day at work, I went over there and everybody was looking at me like if I was a weird person because I was a Mexican, dark hair, walking like a Mexican, you know, like this. Yeah. You know how long it took me so people can talk to me? 2 years. 2 years. And you know why? Because I always went to their lives and say hi. They never kind of like, I say hi and they were like, oh, hi. But I say, I don't care. 2 years took me. So somebody from United States they work in a Herman Miller, come to me and say, "Hi, Tony, how are ya?" I was like, "Oh, yes, 2 years, it works." And I'm not complaining. You know why they took me 2 years? Because they told me, we knew some Mexicans in Holland, and they were not like you. We know that you are different. We know that you want to be my friend. And when I was able to be their friends, I was able to share the gospel to people working at Herman Miller. I have a good friend. He's still working there. He know I'm a missionary. But the thing is that when we're working together, and I told him that I was going to be a missionary, he comes to me and say, "I'm a Christian too." Wow, 2 years and I never knew that you were a Christian. But now, he is supporting, he's praying for me. He wants to come to Mexico to share the gospel. You know why? Because we're coming to be our friends. So please, number one, choose one people and pray. Pray and say, "God, help me to be a friend of this guy or this lady or this friend." And number two, be a friend. Number three, we had to share who is Jesus Christ. We need to share what God did in my life. I used to work in Mexico for a company. The company was Pepsi. I used to work for Pepsi, okay? I was a salesman. So I love to light, to say light. "This is a good path for you. If you take it, you're going to be a handsome man like me. If you take it, if you do this, it's going to be good for you." That was a lie. But I did it because I had to sell the pub. You know what I mean? If I don't sell, I don't eat. I don't make money. So I was lying. And I was always, okay, I need to do this something. I need to do this. I need to sell a lot of pub. And so I lie a lot. But when somebody shared the gospel to me, and I start going to church, and I read the Bible, God told me by the Holy Spirit that I was not doing something good. And I have a choice. Okay, at the church, they don't know this about me. So I can keep lying. The other choice, I need to change. I need to stop doing this. So when I start, I did the second choice. I stopped. I was not a liar anymore. Or I was not lying anymore. Okay? So I start, and people saw that, and like, "Why you're not doing this?" Well, let me tell you why. I read in the Bible this. And when I knew Jesus Christ, he told me that I don't need to be the same. I need to change. And I want to share this to you. So we pray for these people. We come to be a friends. And we start to sharing. You know, many, many people, Christian people, they do different. They go and share. But sometimes we're not ready or we don't know how to share about the gospel. And we make walls. You know, we can. So they start looking at us and say, "Well, I knew some Christians before and he never changed and he was that. I'm fine right now. So I don't need to know about Jesus Christ." So we pray first. We come to be a friend. And we share. Number three, you can see in verse 5, "For our gospel come not unto you in words only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. What a wonderful point, so we can share the gospel, and not just share. Number four, we had to disciple. We had to make disciples. It's not enough to go and say, Jesus loves you, and he can change your life. That is not enough, brothers in Christ. We need to grab the Bible. We need to grab the Bible and say, look it, read this, pray about this. We need to make disciples. We need to share the true gospel so these people can follow Jesus. If we don't do that, how we want to see our country different? How can we see the Mexicans here in the United States different? The police is not going to do it for us. The sports is not going to do it. Anything what we have in our minds is not going to do it. Only the true gospel. But we need to be an example. We need to live the gospel in our lives. We need to be different. We need to be ready to share what Jesus God did in my life. My family is here, and they knew I was a big liar. But you know what? Now, I don't lie. And no, it's not because I am a Christian. It's because I believe it's not good in my testimony. So people can see me. In Mexico, people see me and say, Pastor, we knew you before, and you were like this, but now it's so different. And I say, well, praise the Lord. God can do things in your life. Number five. We had to teach. We had to teach the people. Why we teach the people? So they can do the same that we're doing. You know, when I remember TJ was in my arms when he was a baby. I was looking at him and I say, oh, he is very handsome like me. He is a boy. Oh, he is going to be a pastor. He's going to be a pastor, you know. But that was not enough. I had to teach him so he can be a pastor someday. So he can be able to open the Bible and say, you know what? Let me tell you the story. A wonderful story about Jesus Christ. And his love. So, these 5 points, they work very nice in my life in Mexico. When I go to Mexico, like right now, we're starting a new church. Okay? There's nothing. There's nobody there. So, in our church, in Las Trojes, we start praying, say, God, please help us to understand where you want us to start a church. Okay? We pray that for 2 years. In 2 years, God sent a family to our church. There, they have a house in Tepozotlán. So I was like, oh. And they invite us to their home. And it's a big house like this, something like this. And maybe 2 months later or 5 months later, the guy, Daniel, his name is Daniel, Daniel said to me, Pastor, our home or the place where we live is too big. Like, we need to do something here. And I was like, praise the Lord. Gloria, gloria a Dios. It's praise the Lord in Spanish, okay? Don't think, oh, he's doing something different. No. So I said, praise the Lord. And he said, why you say that? He said, you know why? Because I was praying. about this, not Tepoztlán, but I would say, God, help me to understand where you want me to start a new church. And you come to our church for 2 years, and you come in 5 months because you've been disciple and learn about God, and now you're saying, we need to start something here in my house. But before that, I was a good friend with him. He liked to play soccer a lot. Me too, but I'm not good, you know. So I played with him a few times. He said, let's play outside of the church. Okay, go. And I was, yeah. I was tired because I'm a little bit chubby, you know. So I was tired. But I played with him. He likes to. So we come to be a friends. And he was asking me questions. He said, Pastor, what about this? What about that? Well, let me tell you. And I opened the Bible and look at this. This is what God did, you know. One of the things is, I can give you an example. He likes to play soccer, okay? In Mexico, we play soccer, or the Mexican play soccer Sundays in the morning, like 10 o'clock, okay? So if you ask it, come to our church because we start 10 o'clock and say, no way, I want to go play soccer. So it was like, okay, how are we going to do it? And Danny was that way, okay? So finally one day comes to me and say, Pastor, you know what? I love football. And I say, yes, I know. Yes, I love it. But I love Jesus Christ better. And he stopped playing Sundays and in the mornings. And now he's playing Saturdays. And that things happen because I'm a strong guy or I'm a, I don't know, handsome guy. No. It's because we told the story about Jesus Christ. And he is in love with Jesus Christ. Now he wants to start something in Tepoztlán. And I believe, and my wife is right here, but we believe that he's going to come to be the pastor of that church. I told him about that, and he's like, yeah, right. But I believe that he is, because he's learning, he's asking questions, he's reading the Bible, he wants to share. He's a taxi driver, and he told me that every person that he go to the taxi, he is sharing the gospel. And I say, see? Someday you're going to be a pastor. Yeah, right, Pastor. I believe it, because I'm praying for him, you know, and I know that you're praying too. So all those things is happening, you know why? Because you are praying for us. Almost 16 years, you're praying for us. I praise the Lord because Ventura Baptist Church is praying for La Familia Navarrete. And thank you so much for that. I know that you're praying every Wednesday or maybe Friday or Sunday. You're praying for us, and praise the Lord for that. I know that God is doing things in Mexico because you're praying and because you're giving. Praise the Lord for that, because you're giving. All these things that are happening in Mexico because you're praying, because you're giving, and also because I believe I'm your friend. Every time I come here, you open the doors and say, welcome, Antonio Navarrete, and that is excited for me. Once in a while, we're in Mexico. We're like, okay, what is happening in the United States? We don't know. The mailman ring the bell of the door, and we have a letter from Baptist Church, Ventura Baptist Church. So that is good for us. Praise the Lord for that, because I believe I'm your friend. And not just your friend. I'm your brother in Christ too. All these things are happening because you're praying, you're giving, and I'm your friend. But there's one more step that we had to do it. We had to take the tickets and go to the airport outside and get in and come and help me to teach the truth. I was just talking to the pastor last night, and he gave me a few ideas, and I told him, we're ready, the church in Mexico is ready to bring a group of Mexicans to here in Holland and work with you guys. I'm ready. I can bring it tomorrow if you want. I can bring maybe 5 or 6, maybe 10 people. They're Mexicans. They're in Mexico. They were in Mexico. They know real Spanish. And they can come and help you to share the gospel to, I don't know how many Mexicans there are here in Holland, but I believe there's a lot. What are we doing to share the gospel to those people? Or you believe that the gospel is just for American people? No. The gospel is for everybody. Romania, Mexico, Brazil. Where is the guy, our brother, he used to be in Brazil. Oh, he's gone, but over there. I love Brazil too, man. Okay? Someday we're going to be you and I over there. Just joking. No. So, my question is, are you ready? You want to do it? You want to do it? I know the pastor is moving the head like that. Yes, I want to go. I want to share a story, a small story. First Baptist Church in Holland is my home church. The pastor, Timothy, is not there anymore. I was here in Mexico and United States 5 years ago. And I went to him and I talked to him. I shared all the stuff that's going in Mexico. He got excited. He said, I want to come to Mexico. And I said, okay, good. You're welcome. He went to Mexico 2 years later. Diana, yeah. 2 years later, he went to Mexico. Him and a group of people, maybe 6 people from our home church. He saw all the things that God is doing in Mexico. He came to Holland, Michigan. And later, he called me and said, Tony, I want to be a missionary. Wow. And he is right now working in Africa. He is a missionary. I'm excited because I know that God can do great things in this church. But you need to be praying. You need to be friends of people. You need to share. You need to teach so these people can come to know who is Jesus Christ. Close your eyes. Please, close your eyes. We're going to be praying. I'm excited because we just seen, I love to share the story of Jesus Christ and His love. And I know that we never seen knowing, oh, I don't like this song. I love the song. I love what they say. So that's why I'm ready to share the gospel. But the question is, what about you? God, you're so wonderful. You're so powerful. I believe that you can do many, many, many things in our lives. But we need to be ready. We need to be praying. We need to be ready to be a friend with somebody. Maybe we're not going to like those people, but we need to be friends. Because when we come to be a friends, we can share what you did in our lives. And when we share, we can teach, make disciples. Thank you, God, because you're so wonderful. Thank you because you are number one in our life. I just want to ask, if somebody in this church right now they want to be a different in Holland, Michigan. If you can stand up and walk here in front, we're going to be praying for you. If you want to be a follower of Jesus, not because you're not, because you want to pray for somebody, maybe somebody at work, maybe somebody at school, maybe somebody your neighbor. If you want to be praying for these people, to be able to serve, be a friend of these people, and to be able to share and teach, can you stand up? Stand up and come here in front. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. I believe that if you do that, the pastor, these missionaries, they're going to be praying for you, and you're not going to be afraid. I know you're going to be doing great things. You want to stand up? You want to stand up and come here in front so we can be praying for you? I know that sometimes we're not used to do that, but I believe if you stand up right now, you have many friends. They're going to be able to pray for you. Can you stand up if you want to do, you want to say, okay, God, I understand. I want to pray for my friend, for my neighbor, or for somebody. You want to do it? Praise the Lord. Glory. Praise the Lord. God is working. Don't be scared. Just stand up and say, okay, maybe I don't need to go to Mexico, but I want to do here in Holland, Michigan. Nobody is watching you. Only God. You want to do it? Stand up. Don't be scared. I remember the first time when I said, okay, I want to be a missionary. I was so scared. I was like, okay, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to start. But I believe in you, God. You want to do it? Stand up. Don't be scared. Come out here in front, the pastor, and we're like a missionaries. We're going to be praying for you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The glory is to you, God. Pastor, if you can come and pray for me with us, please. Thank you so much. We love you, and we're going to be praying for you.
Lord God, we need your grace. We're so often so comfortable with thinking of missions as something that happens in another place and in another country. And we don't realize that all of us as children of you are kingdom missionaries in this world. And Lord, we need your grace. We need your grace to have the passion for you first. Ignite within us a flame for your glory. Because we know that when we have that, then we can't help but want to ignite others. Oh God, help us to be the faithful disciples that you call us to be, disciple-making disciples, so that we can see even the testimony of Paul, that he taught Timothy. Timothy taught faithful men, and they teach others. God, we want your name to be known. We want Jesus Christ to be loved. We want your joy to be our strength. And so, Father, I pray that you would help us, people who are even standing here, I pray that you would cause their passion to increase. And for those who didn't stand, Lord, all of us need to be saturated with your grace and glory. So help us, Father, not to merely be content with other people doing missions, but to see the glorious privilege and call that we have. And God, give us people, give us circumstances, give us praying hearts to that end. It's for your glory we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brothers, I'm going to be praying for you guys. Okay? And if you want to come to Mexico someday to help us, you're very, very welcome. But I wonder if everybody can come to Mexico. I still have tickets, okay? We love you, and if you have any questions about Mexico, we shared a little bit last night, but we're going to be there next to our table. If you have any questions, please come and talk to us, because we're friends and brothers in Christ. We love you. God bless you.